大家早上好
啊，
其实是已经下午了。
Either way, I'm glad you're doing good. Good, 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 good. Well, listen, today we're continuing in our series that I've been sharing with you, Mission Possible, and we're going to be looking at part two of the story of Elijah. Remember him from last time? We're going to be looking at part two of the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel.
好，那我们继续我们的这个岂有难成的事的这个系列的正道的第二讲。那大家如果记得的话呢，我们这个正道是关于以利亚在加密山上所行的事。
So turn with me if you would, you can either use your bulletin or your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18, and we'll be reading verses 16 through 39.
好，大家有圣经的话可以打开圣经，或者可以看到周报的背后。我们今天要引用的经文在列王记上的18章的16到39节。
It's quite a long passage for us, but we want to make sure that we get the entire story and so that we can just kind of have the full context of what's happening.
而是很长的那段经文，但是我们想希望大家呢能够知道这个故事所发生的一切的背景，所以我们还会一起来读。
All right, so here's what it says, beginning in verse 16. It says, Ahab went to meet Elijah, and when he saw Elijah, he said to him, Is that you, you troubler of Israel? I have not made trouble for Israel. Elijah replied, But you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands, and you have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 450 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table.
于是俄巴底去迎亚哈，告诉他，亚哈就去迎着以利亚。亚哈见了以利亚，便说：“使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？”以利亚说：“使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你的父家。”因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴利。现在你当差遣人，招聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那450个先知，并耶西别所供奉侍奉亚瑟拉的那400个先知，使他们在都上加密山去见我。
And so Ahab, it says in verse 20, sent word throughout all of Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. And Elijah went before the people then and said,How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. And the people said nothing.
亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说：你们心持二意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。众民一言不答。
Then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left.But Baal has 450 prophets. So here's what I want you to do. Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one for themselves and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but set no fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the other wood, but not set fire to it. And then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers the fire, he is the one who is God. And then all of the people said,Well, what you say is good, Elijah. And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first. Since there are so many of you, call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire. And so they took the bull given to them and prepared it. And then they called on the name of Baal from morning until noon. Baal, answer us, they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered. And they danced around the altar that they had made.
以利亚对众民说：做耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴利的先知却有450个人，当给我们两只牛犊，巴利的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子放在柴上，不要点火，我也预备一只牛犊放在柴上，也不点火，你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名，那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说：这话甚好。以利亚对巴利的先知说：你们既是人多，当先挑选一只牛犊预备好了，就求告你们神的名，却不要点火。他们将所得的牛犊预备好了，从早晨到午间求告巴利的名，说：巴利啊，求你应允我们，却没有声音，没有应允的。他们在所住的坛四周跳涌涌跳。
Verse 27, it begins to say, it says, at noon then, because remember they were dancing around and waiting for Baal to show up. It says, at noon, Elijah began to taunt them, And he shouted, shout louder, shout louder. And surely he is God. Perhaps he is in deep thought, or perhaps he's busy or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and he must be awakened. And so those who were following after Baal, they shouted louder and louder, and they slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed.
到了正午，以利亚嬉笑他们说，大声求告吧，因为他是神，他或默想，或走到一边，或行路，或睡觉，你们当叫醒他。他们大声求告，按着他们的规矩，用刀枪自割自刺，直到身体流血。
Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time came for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. And then Elijah said to all of the people, come here to me. And they came to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. And then Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, you shall be Israel. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. He arranged the wood, he cut the bull into pieces, and he laid it on the wood. And then he said to them, I want you to fill 4 large jars with water. Now remember, at this moment of time, they were in a dry, famined land. And he said, fill 4 large jars with water, and pour it on the offering and on the wood.
从午后直到献晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫，却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。以利亚对众民说，你们到我这里来，众民就到他那里，他便重修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。以利亚照雅各子孙支派的数目取了12块石头，用这些石头为耶和华的名筑了一座坛，在坛的四围挖沟，可容谷种二席亚，又在坛上摆好了柴，把牛犊切成筷子放在柴上，对众人说，你们用4个桶盛满水，倒在燔祭和柴上。请大家记住，在那个时代，以色列在经历一个由干旱所引起的饥荒。
And so the people filled those 4 large jars with water, and they dumped it over the wood and the sacrifice. And then Elijah said, do it again, and they did it again. Then he shouted, do it a third time, and they did it the third time. And the water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench that he had dug. And at the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all of these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again.
又说到第二次，他们就到第二次；又说到第三次，他们就到了第三次。水流在坛的四围，沟里也满了水。到了献晚祭的时候，先知以利亚进前来说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神耶和华，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的名行这一切事。耶和华，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
And then in that moment, the fire of the Lord fell, and it burned up the sacrifice.It burned up the wood, it burned up the stones, it burned up the soil, and it licked up all of the water that was now in the trench. And when the people saw this, the Bible tells us that they fell prostrate, and they cried, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。众民看见了，就俯伏在地说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
And what a moment! Can you imagine being in that place that day? What a moment that must have been! They had just witnessed the one true God making the impossible possible, and it changed the course of their lives.
这是多么奇妙的一个时刻！他们见证了真神在那个时刻把不可能的变为可能，而且因为神所成就的一切，他们也改变了他们的生命。
And what I want to do today is I just want us to simply walk through this story And I want to remind us of the first two points that I shared with you a couple of weeks ago. And then I'll share the last two points about how strongholds work in our lives and then how we can break those strongholds. There's spiritual strongholds that can be a part of our lives, and we need to learn how to see them, how to understand when they come in, and then how to break them.
好了，我们今天我们想呢，我们先来回顾一下我们学过的这个故事和我们前几周所领受的前面的两点。那我们学习完这两点，分享回顾这两点以后，我们再来分享一下我们接下来的第三点和第四点。我们要来看一下我们属灵的壁垒怎么样会影响我们的生活，而且我们怎么样才能够把这些属灵的壁垒给它打破。
And so the first two points are just kind of reminders for us, but here's the first point. In verse 18, it tells us that Elijah replied to King Ahab, but it really was intended for his soon-to-be audience as well. And it says, Elijah replied, but you and your father's family have caused trouble. You have abandoned the Lord's commands, and you have followed the Baals.
好，那我们先来看一下第一点。我们看到第一点在这个经文呢，也是在十八节，以利亚有对亚哈王说，其实也是对亚哈王的后面他的随从说，你是你和你的父家使以色列遭灾，因为你们离弃了耶和华的诫命。
And so as we're looking at this idea of strongholds and how they take place in our lives, we can learn from this very first verse here that spiritual strongholds begin when we abandon the Lord's commands and we follow after other gods.
好，那我们看到我们这第一点就是，当我们离弃了神的诫命，当我们开始拜别的神的时候，我们属灵的壁垒就会形成。
Let me just give you a couple of things about this word commands first. When parents give their kids instructions to do something, the children are required to do what their parents have instructed them to do.
好，那我们来看一下我们神的诫命，给大家一些例子。就像我们做父母的，我们给小孩子有这样的命令的时候，我们期待小孩子的就是执行顺从这样的命令。
Can you imagine? You probably all have been there if you're a parent, I'm sure. Can you imagine if you told your child to do something and their response was, maybe. I'll get around to it later. Nah, I don't really feel like it. And they just continued to do whatever they wanted to do.
大家可能都做过父母，所以可能大家都可以有这样的体会。当你给小孩子有这样的有各样的诫命的时候，也许你的小孩子会说啊，也许我会这么做，或者说我等一下可能会这么做，或者也会说啊，我不想这么做。
And when we take a look at our lives as children of God, isn't that sometimes how we act or respond when our Father God instructs us to do something and our response is slightly south of obedient, and we just say to God, maybe I'll get around to it later. No, God, you know, I really don't feel like it.
我们作为神的儿女，当我们的天父给我们各样的诫命的时候，我们的回应是不是也是缺乏有足够的顺服？我们是不是也会说啊，我们可能会这样做，或者我们以后等以后再这样做吧，或者是说啊，我实在是不想这样做。
And friends, listen, when God gives us commands,They're not suggestions. They're things for us. They're directives. They're instructions. They're orders and they're decrees from God our Father. And so when God tells us in His Word that these are His commandments, we have the duty then as believers in God to do what He is telling us to do.
我们要知道神所给我们的诫命不只是一个建议而已。神给我们的诫命是他给我们的指示，是他给我们的命令。也是他给我们的教导，也是他给我们的律例。当神有给我们这样各样的诫命的时候，我们作为神的儿女，我们有责任，我们要执行神给我们的诫命。
And so what happens is this: when we choose to abandon, then if God has given us commands and we choose to abandon the commands that God gives to us, what happens spiritually is that we begin to develop these strongholds in our lives.
我们要了解的这样一个事实就是，当神给我们诫命，我们违背了神的诫命的时候，那我们就会形成在我们的属灵的生命当中，就会形成属灵的壁垒。
And purely as a reflective spiritual growth question that we have to ask ourselves here is this: Am I living a life according to God's commands, or am I living a life that abandons God's commands?
我们在考虑我们属灵的光景的时候，我们必须要问我们自己一个问题：我们的生命是按照神的诫命去活，还是按照我们自己的生命诫命去活？还是说我们已经决定了要离弃神的诫命？
If our answer is that we are abandoning God's commands, what we are really saying is that we are intentionally choosing to live a life that is contrary to how God wants us to live. We're choosing to live a life of disobedience to Him, and we're going to have to deal with the consequences of living that life that's now allowing strongholds to come in.
如果我们的回答是我们的生命是建立在舍弃了神的诫命基础之上的话，那我们就知道我们的生命是活在悖逆当中，我们就要接受由悖逆所能够带来的所有的后果。
Let's jump to verse 21 and we'll continue on here.
好，我们来看看第二十一节。
Verse 21 says, Elijah went before the people and he said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal is God, follow him.
第21:21有这样说道。以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持二意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
So we just learned here in this first point that spiritual strongholds begin when we choose to abandon the commands that God gives to us. But in this second point, we need to understand that spiritual strongholds progress when we waver between two opinions.
好，我们刚才我们看到了，我们要领受的第一点就是，当我们离弃了神的诫命的时候，我们属灵的障碍，我们属灵的壁垒就会形成。那我们要讨论的第二点就是，当我们心怀二意的时候，我们这属灵的壁垒就会不断的加强成长。
Okay, so when we choose to abandon a command of God, we allow this stronghold to get in, and then as we allow it to progress, okay, what we're doing is we're just kind of wavering. We're just kind of sitting on the fence with this command and not really doing anything with it.
所以再一次的，我们当我们离弃了神的诫命的时候，我们就让属灵的壁垒形成。当我们心怀二意的时候，我们没有下我们最后的决心的时候，这个属灵的壁垒就会不断的成长。
So let's look at this a little more in detail here, and look at the significance of what was really taking place when Elijah called them out with this statement or with this question.
好了，我们看到这个时候，我们看到以利亚就在问了他们这样的一个问题，要问他们心怀二意要到几时。
So the question here again was that Elijah posed to them was, how long will you waver between two opinions? Like, what's going on? And so we need to understand the significance here because, first of all, when Elijah asked that question, he was insisting that they clarify the difference between the worship of Baal and the worship of Jehovah.
好，我们来看看以利亚他问这样的一个问题，他的意义在什么地方？我们看到以利亚他想通过这样的问题，他向大家给显明敬拜巴利和敬拜耶和华的差别在什么地方。
And so we have to understand the context of what was happening. Most of the people who had gathered here thought that Jehovah was God and that Baal was God as well. And so for this reason, the worship in their minds, the worship of both, was quite okay. I mean, it was normal and it was consistent for where their spiritual condition was.
好，我们看看当时的背景。其实当时的那些以色列人，他们认为耶和华是神，同时他们也认为巴利也是神，所以因为这个缘故，他们认为对巴利和对耶和华的同时的敬拜是完全是正常的，也符合他们属灵的光景。
Now the people weren't rejecting God as that the God of their fathers wholly, nor did they bow before Baal wholly. They in fact believed in many gods, and they thought both gods were worthy to be worshipped, and each one of them could share a place in their hearts.
我们看到这些人，他们并没有完全的拒绝耶和华，也就是他们父辈的神，他们也没有完全在巴利的神面前下拜。他们在他们的心中，他们相信的是有多神，他们认为两位神都可以同时的敬拜。
But when Elijah asked this question, how long are you going to waver between the two? What he was saying was this. He was saying, no, This will not do. These are two very different opinions. You can never make them one. They are contrary things which can never be combined.
所以当以利亚在问他们心怀二意要到几时的时候，以利亚要告诉他们的是，不行，你们不能这样，因为这是两个完全不同的选择，他们没有办法能够融合成为一个神。
And so instead of this plurality of gods that they really desired, so instead of combining the two, which we know is completely impossible, Elijah was saying that they were hesitating, that they were wavering, and that they needed to make a decision because they couldn't worship two deities.
在那个时候我们看到当时的以色列人，他们心怀二意，他们心中想的是敬拜，既敬拜耶和华也敬拜巴利，要敬拜多神，但是以利亚告诉他们说这是不行的，你们不可能同时敬拜两个神。
Let me ask us a question today. Do we worship more than one God?
然后大家问大家一个问题，我们是不是也敬拜超过一个神？
Maybe it's not a deity, but maybe it's another thing that takes place, first place in your life or my life.
也许并不是另外的一个神，也许只是一个事情，它占据了心的首位。
Maybe it's our job, or maybe it's our family.
也许是我们的工作，也许是我们的家庭。
Perhaps it's our money that takes first place.
也许是金钱占据了我们心的首位。
And whatever it might be that could potentially take first place before God in our lives, we need to know this, that it cannot work that way.
不论是什么样的事情，它只要占据了我们的心，成为我们心中的首位，代替了神的话，我们必须要了解，这样是行不通的。
We can either worship God and forsake the rest, or we forsake God and we worship the rest.
我们的选择要不就是我们敬拜神而放弃了一切其他的，或者另外的一个选择就是我们选择了放弃了神而选择了其他的。
So the second thought here, when Elijah asked this question, hey, listen, how long are you going to waver between these two opinions? The second thought here is that Elijah calls these wavering people to an account for the amount of time they had consumed already in making their choice.
当以利亚问他们说心怀二意要到几时的时候，以利亚也是在问他们，要他们为他们所心怀二意说时候所花费的所有的这些时间，这些耽误要负责。
So when Elijah asked that question, some of the people there might have replied to Elijah by saying, well, wait a minute, we have not yet had the opportunity of judging between God and Baal, and we've not yet had time enough to make up our minds.
当以利亚问他们这样的问题的时候，也许当时有些人会回答说，我还没有时间在耶和华神和巴利之间做出选择，我还没有时间来确定我的最终的选择是如何。
But Elijah puts away that objection and he says again, how long will you waver between two opinions? And here's why he puts it to an account. For 3.5 years, remember what's going on here. For 3.5 years, not a drop of rain has fallen at the command of Jehovah.
我们看到以利亚对这样的回答，他说，你们要心怀二意到几时呢？在过去的3年多的时间里，没有任何一滴雨没有任何一滴雨下在以色列的土地上。
And really, Elijah's asking a really kind of a continuing this question. He said, "Listen, hasn't this been enough proof for you? Haven't you been waiting all that time expecting me, Jehovah's servant, to come? And by my word, Jehovah will give you rain. And yet, though you yourselves are starving." Your cattle are dead, your fields are thirsty, and your meadows are covered like dust, like deserts. Yet all this time of judgment and trial and affliction, has it not been enough time for you to make up your minds?
他说时间难道还不够长吗？你们看到的证据还不够多吗？在过去3年多的时间里，你没有看到因为干旱的缘故，人都忍饥挨饿，牲畜也都倒闭在地上，土地干涸，田园被沙尘灰尘所遮蔽，就像沙漠一样，这难道还不是足够的证据？你还没有办法能够做你最后的决定吗？
Elijah said, how long will you waver? And the question for us here is this, how long will it take for us to stop wavering. What amount of proof do we need before we know that we know that we know that God is God? What will it take for us?
耶和华说，你还要心怀二意到几时呢？这样的证据难道还不够吗？你还要等待多长的时间，多少的证据才能够选择谁是真神呢？
Will it take a famine?
难道是还要需要更多的饥荒吗？
Will it take a fire from God to prove himself to us?
难道还一定需要有从神而来的这样的天火来证明吗？
What will it take for us to not waver anymore about who we serve?
我们要看到什么样的证据，我们才不会心怀二意呢？
So the third thought here, that is taking place when Elijah asked this question, listen, how long is it going to take you? How long are you going to waver between two opinions? The third thought is this, that the masses of people who had worshipped Jehovah and Baal and who were now undecided might reply to Elijah's question with this.Well, how do you know that we do not believe that Jehovah is God? How do you know that we are not decided in our opinion?
那第三个我们可以想到是，当以利亚问他们心怀二意到几时的时候，他们的回答可能是：你怎么知道我们没有相信耶和华是真神呢？你怎么知道我们还没有确定我们还没有做最后的决定呢？
And they might even feel, and they might even have asked Elijah, well, Elijah, listen.Aren't you just kind of judging a little bit more than you really should be here? And if that was the question that they asked, then the prophet Elijah would meet this objection by saying, listen, I know you are not decided in your opinion because you are not even yet decided in your practice. If God is God, follow him. Put your belief into practice. And if Baal is God,Follow him.
如果是他们有这样的问题的话，我们知道以利亚可以这样的来回应。他说：“我知道你们还是心怀二意，因为你们的行动告诉了我，你们是心怀二意。如果神耶和华是神的话，你就当在行动上就当顺从耶和华；若巴力是神的话，你在行动上就当顺从巴力。”
And in each of our lives, we have to sometimes take a real close look in the mirror, and we have to ask ourselves.If our practices are lining up with who we say we serve and who we say we are following,
我们的生命的时候，我们要在镜子里面，好像在镜子里面看待我们自己。我们要看我们自己，我们的行为是不是和我们嘴中所说的信仰是不是能够一致。
All right. So, just as a refresher here, first of all, we've learned that spiritual strongholds begin in our lives when we abandon the Lord's commands and we follow after other gods.
我们再来回顾一下，我们第一点就是，当我们离弃神的诫命的时候，当我们顺从其他的神的时候，我们属灵的壁垒就会形成。
Then those spiritual strongholds progress, they develop in our lives when we waver between two opinions.
好了，第二点就是，当我们心怀二意的时候，我们属灵的壁垒就会不断的加强成长。
And then number three is critical. Number three is this.When spiritual strongholds are being developed or they progress in our lives, they end up taking control of our lives when we do and say nothing.
那第三点，而且是非常重要的一点，就是当我们让属灵的壁垒形成，并且让属灵的壁垒不断成长的时候，这些属灵的壁垒它就会占据我们的心，会控制掌管我们的生活，特别是当我们没有任何的回应的时候，不说任何事情的时候。
So verse 21 here in our passage clues us in, and it says this, the people said nothing. They were challenged by Elijah, and they said nothing.
我们看到这个第二十一节讲到，当我们好像一言不答的时候，毫无作为的时候，就会有这样的情形。在第二十一节，我们看到以色列的民对以利亚的问题，众民一言不答。
And so when they had been given the challenge of who they were going to follow,They did and said nothing, and they had chosen for their lives to get to a place in their spirit or in the spiritual life, in the spiritual journey, where apathy set in.
我们看到，当他们有给这样的挑战的时候，当以利亚给他们这样挑战的时候，问他你们顺从的是谁的时候，他们选择了一言不答。我们看到他们在他们属灵生命中选择了漠不关心。
And so when we look at this definition of apathy, we see that apathy is just kind of this indifference, this, this lack of concern, this perhaps laziness about our lives.
我们看到这个词漠不关心的这个词它代表了一个意思就是一个冷漠的意思一个毫不关心一个懒惰的意思
Apathy is doing and saying nothing.
这个冷漠或者漠不关心的意思就是说我们什么都不做什么都不说
And what happens in our lives is this. When we allow the spiritual strongholds to take control of our lives, we have to understand that apathy is the greatest stronghold that can take control of our lives as people.
我们要知道的是，当我们允许属灵的壁垒占据我们的心的时候，而漠不关心就是这个最大的壁垒，它完全会占据我们的心。
And if we were just to kind of put some descriptives here on top of who these people were, we would find that how their apathy is kind of played out.
好，我们可以看一看这个漠不关心或者冷漠的话，它有些什么样的一个特点。
So we find that this group of people that they were being challenged by Elijah, they were people who were passionless.
我们看到这样一群人，他们受到了以利亚的挑战，但是这样一群人同样也是缺乏热情的人。
They didn't really care about anything. They weren't fully passionate for God. They weren't fully passionate for Baal. They just were. I mean, there was no excitement, there was no adventure, there was no challenge, there was no making a difference, nothing.
我们看到这群人，他们尽管有以利亚，他们对他的挑战，但是他们却好像对任何的事情都漠不关心。他们对神没有火热的热情，他们对巴利也同样没有热情。他们好像就是存在在那个地方，他们没有兴奋，没有挑战，他们也不想带来任何的改变。
But for you and I, if we're going to get out of this stronghold of apathy, we have to make sure that we're passionate about life and that we're passionate about our spiritual condition.
如果我们要想能够打破这个属灵的这个壁垒的话，我们就必须要对我们的生命、对我们的生活、对我们属灵的状况要有热情。
It's been said that nothing great in the world has ever been accomplished without passion.
也有人说过，缺乏热情的话，就不可能成就世上的大事。
Satan is more than happy when he knows that there's a group of people who are apathetic believers, and it's because of this that we are no threat to him at all.
我们知道魔鬼撒旦他也非常高兴，看到有一群缺乏热情的冷淡的基督徒，因为他知道这样的人对他是毫无威胁。
And that's exactly what was taking place with this group of people. They were apathetic. They were passionless.
我们看到以利亚他所面对的这些以色列人，他们就是正是这样的一群人。
And we also see here that this group of people they lacked commitment.
我们看到这样一群人，他们也同样的缺乏委身。
They lacked commitment because we can tell that they kind of had one foot in the kingdom of Baal.And they wanted another foot in the kingdom of God, Jehovah, and that they wanted the blessings of both.
我们知道他们缺乏委身，因为我们看到他们好像对神也好，对耶和华神或对巴利也好，他们都是脚踏两只船。他们既想得到神给他们的好处，也想得到从巴利那里来的好处。
But we see in this text here that they weren't practicing their worship fully for one or the other.
我们知道他们并没有完全的顺从耶和华神，也同样的也没有完全的顺从巴利。
I mean, their practice and their loyalty, their commitment was really non-existent at this moment in time.
所以他们不论对耶和华神也好，对巴利也好，他们没有任何的委身，没有任何的忠诚。
And here's just a thought for us to consider for each of our lives.
这个是我想大家我们一起来思考的。
A lack of commitment and a lack of loyalty in our lives will oftentimes take a very good man or a very good woman down a bad spiritual path.
我想给大家分享的就是，也希望大家思索的就是，当我们没有委身，我们没有忠诚的话，即使是好的弟兄或者姐妹，也会进入一个属灵恶化的一个通道。
And Elijah here knew that, and so he was telling them to make sure that they make a commitment. Either choose God or choose Baal, but don't continue to live a life where you're committed to neither, because God wants us to be committed to Him.
我们知道以利亚他完全的了解这一点，所以他挑战这些以色列人说，要他们不要再心怀二意，不要再脚踏两只船。他们要相信耶和华是真神的话，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神的话，就当顺从巴利。
And so then let her see under this, under this third point of how spiritual strongholds take control of our lives, letter C is this. We'll find in this text here that the people Elijah was speaking to, they were ultimately very self-serving.
好，那第三个我们要分享的就是，我们看到这样一群人的话，他们其实都是非常以自我为中心的一群人。
And so they've allowed this stronghold of apathy to take place in their lives, and it left them passionless, it left them lacking commitment, and now we find that really their life is all about serving themselves.
我们看到他们允许他们属灵的这个壁垒在他们心中能够形成，他们也缺乏热情，他们都完全都是要以自我为中心。
So they wanted the benefits that came with the idea of worshiping God, Jehovah. They wanted his promises and his provisions to be evident in their lives.
他们想要得到的是从敬拜神那里所得到的一切的好处，他们需要神给他们的各样的应许和各样的供应。
And then the other part of their life and their thought process was that, well, wait a minute, if Baal is the true God, then we really want his blessings and his provisions in our lives as well. And so they were approaching this whole deal with, well, listen, if we serve both, then we'll get the blessings of both.
他们也认为说，如果巴利是神的话，那他们也想得到从敬拜巴利那里而来的好处和巴利所带来的各样的应许或者供应。所以他们所想的就是两位神同时的敬拜，所以可以从两位神得到同样的供应。
And so a few weeks ago, when I shared part one of this message, I shared with you that if we look through history, we would find that Baal worship was really a degrading religion. It was this bizarre mixture of idolatry. It was a mixture of this perverted sexuality, and then it had this weird mix of child sacrifice involved with it.
所以在上次的证道当中，我也跟大家提到了，我们知道巴利对巴利的敬拜的话，其实巴利是一个非常邪恶的一个宗教的敬拜。巴利的敬拜当中有融合了，既有拜偶像、拜邪神，也包括了淫乱和用小孩献祭等等的这些。
And so the pagans of that day, they believed that Baal controlled the rising and the setting of the sun. And so Baal was also considered the god who brought forth the seasons and the god who brought forth or withheld the rains.
在当时的异教徒，他们认为巴利是那位掌管了日出日落、四季变更和降雨的神。
And so when we look at this idea of this ancient Israel, we find that ancient Israel was this agricultural nation, and so Baal, because they believe that Baal served in these capacities, was an extremely powerful deity.
所以我们看到在当时的以色列的话，其实是一个农业的国家，所以他们认为如果巴利可以掌管的日出日落、四季变更和降雨的话，那巴利就一定是一个有能力的神，很有能力的神。
And so for the men and women who came to worship Baal, what they would do is they would come, they would offer a sacrifice, okay, so that Baal would bless them with whatever provision they believed, and then as a part of their worship, they would engage in some sort of weird sexual activity with the priests and the priestesses, and then they believed that if you were joined physically to one of those priests or priestesses of Baal, that the power of Baal would then be transferred to you.
我们看到他们敬拜巴利神的时候，他们先会去献祭，当他们献祭的时候，他们认为巴利神就会祝福他们，同时他们也会和男女的祭司发生性的关系，他们认为通过和男女的祭司发生性的关系的时候，他们就和巴利有了肉体上的结合，这样的话巴利所有的能力就可以传递给他们。
And so we see that these people, they had allowed the stronghold in their life to take control of their lives, because now in this third part here that I've been explaining, they knew that this Baal worship was appealing to their mind, it was appealing to their economic well-being, and it was appealing to the deeper issues of the desire of the flesh, and so it was very, very self-serving.
所以我们看到他们来拜这个巴利神的时候，对他们来说好像是既有精神上又有物质上也有肉体上的各样的吸引力，所以对他们来说这是一个完全以自我为中心的一个敬拜。
And so we have to make sure in our lives that we don't allow spiritual strongholds to take control, because once they do, friends, listen, it is never a good ending to the story of our lives when spiritual strongholds take control. take place and control of our lives.
啊，所以弟兄姐妹们，我们一定要记切记，我们不能让属灵的壁垒在我们的心中形成，因为一旦形成的话，它的结局都将是不好的。
And so we ask ourselves the question, okay, have I allowed a spiritual stronghold to take control of my life? And in this example, have we allowed apathy to control our spiritual lives?
啊，那么想问大家的问题就是，我们是不是让属灵的壁垒来掌管我们的生活？我们是不是让我们自己变为了冷漠的、漠不关心的基督徒？
And apathy is very common for many of us, but here's what I think will happen if the stronghold of apathy were to be broken in our lives.
啊，做一个好像冷淡的、冷漠的、漠不关心的基督徒，好像是非常的，我们可以在生活当中可以经常可以见到。当这样的事情发生的时候，我们可以看到有以下的这些特点。
If apathy is broken in my life, if apathy is broken in your life, friends, listen. I think it's going to change how we grow spiritually.
啊，当我们是好像漠不关心的时候，我们是冷漠的基督徒的时候，它会影响我们属灵的成长。
I think it would change how we lead our families, and it would change how we work.
它也会影响我们怎么样去带领我们的家庭，在我们工作中的状况。
I think when the stronghold of apathy no longer takes control of our lives, it would change how we worship and how we live in community with one another.
啊，这也会影响我们在敬拜当中的状况。
And I think it would change the community that's around us that is desperately looking for and needing passionate, committed believers to lead the way.
啊，这也会影响我们跟周围人的这个关系，它也会影响我们周围的一个社区。这样的一个社区，也许正在需要一个强而有力的，也许正在需要一个属灵的，一个在属灵上委身的基督徒的带领。
So you want to know what the not so secret is of how we can break strongholds in our lives?
啊，你想不想要知道一下我们如何才能够打破我们属灵中的壁垒
？Spiritual strongholds are broken, no matter what they are. They are broken in our lives when our hearts turn back to God.
其实很简单，我们属灵的壁垒会被打破，当我们的心又重新归向耶和华的时候。
So verses 37 through 39 says this: Answer me, Lord.Answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again.
啊，第37节这样说道：耶和华，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
And it tells us here in verse 38, then at that moment, then the fire of the Lord fell, and it burned up everything, the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the soil, it took up all of the water that had been in the trench. And when the people saw this, they fell prostrate, and they cried, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. And so what happens is this, when our hearts are turned back to God, strongholds are broken, and get this, we are set free, and we can live a life that is victorious because of what Christ has done for us.
好，第38节这样说到，于是耶和华的火降下，就烧尽了一切，烧尽了番祭、木材、石头、尘土，又烧干了沟里的水。众民看见了，就俯伏在地说：耶和华是神，耶和华是神。所以当我们把我们的心又重新回转，重新归向耶和华的时候，我们心中的壁垒就会被打破，我们就可以得到释放，我们可以获一个得胜的生活。
And so the strongholds in the lives of these people here in this passage were broken when they first of all acknowledged God's sovereignty.
啊，我们看到这些人，他们心中的壁垒被打破，因为当他们承认神的主权的时候。
What did they shout? The Lord, He is God, is what they shouted.
我们看到他们所呼喊的是耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
To be sovereign.Means to rule over, or to be the leader of, and to be the one who is worshipped.
啊，我们承认神的主权，就是承认神对我们的掌管，对我们的带领，也承认我们对神的敬拜。
And so, what we are saying when we sing or proclaim that God is sovereign is that He has the jurisdiction over us, and that we yield to Him, and that we surrender all of our ways to His plan for our lives.
啊，当我们承认神是有主权的神的时候，也就表示我们承认神对我们有审判的权利，他我们要降服于他，我们要接受他的带领。
When was the last time that we shouted in triumph, the Lord, He is God, and proclaimed his sovereignty over our lives.
什么时候是我们以前最近的一次是什么时候我们用欢呼的声音欢呼说耶和华是神耶和华是神他对我们的生命有主权。
And so they acknowledge God's sovereignty as a part of breaking the stronghold in their lives. And then we find here that it's a part of breaking the stronghold and turning back to God. It required that they would repent of their ways.
我们知道当我们要心归向耶和华来打破我们心中的壁垒的时候我们有一个必要的条件就是我们需要悔改。
And so Elijah says here in these verses, he says this phrase, turning their hearts back again.
这里讲的说他们的心又回转。
And this implies for us that the group of people that Elijah was speaking to, they were once followers of God, Jehovah. But somewhere along the path of their life, they got sidetracked and their hearts and their lives turned away from the things of God.
这点告诉我们这群人他们曾经可能是顺从耶和华神的但是在他们属灵生命的过程当中他们被误导他们的心离开了耶和华。
And Elijah just simply said, God, would you turn them back? Would you bring them back? Would you cause them to turn from their ways? And would you cause them to repent from their sins?
我们看到这里以利亚对耶和华的祈求是你能不能让叫这些民的心回转让他们顺让他们完全的悔改。
And God is calling you and I to do the same exact thing. If strongholds are to be broken in our lives, they cannot be broken without repentance, without turning our hearts back to God.
神也把同样的话语给了我们。神让我们知道我们要打破我们心中的壁垒的话我们不可能打破壁垒如果我们没有悔改的话。而且如果我们的心不归向耶和华的话也不可能打破这样的壁垒。
Perhaps it's running through your mind, but the question here is this that I would ask. What are some things that you and I need to repent from today in order to make sure that our heart is turned back to God? Is it rebellion? Is it some form of disobedience? Is it apathy? Is it an attitude? Is it a behavior? What is it?That we perhaps need to repent from and turn our hearts back to God.
也许你的心也在想这样的一个问题。这个时候，我们可以问一下我们自己：我们如何才能让我们的心又重新归向耶和华？我们需要做的是什么？是因为我们要改变我们自己的心中的背离吗？要改变我们的不顺服吗？是要改变我们冷漠的心吗？要改变我们的一个不好的态度或不好的行为吗
？So we can see this group of people when the stronghold in their life was being broken that in order to do that, they had to acknowledge God, the Lord, He is God. And they had to turn from their ways, right? And then we can see in this passage that finally we see them worshiping God Himself, God Jehovah, and their stronghold in that moment was broken because they've acknowledged the sovereignty of God, they've repented of their ways, and they are found worshiping God Jehovah in this passage.
我们看到当这群人他们心中的壁垒被打破的时候正是因为他们口里承认耶和华的主权的时候也是他们心中悔改的时候我们看到当他们的心中的壁垒被打破的时候他们就俯伏在地他们敬拜神说耶和华是神耶和华是神
You see what happens is this in your life and in my life when we make a decision to worship GodWhen we make a decision to worship Him alone, what we're saying in that moment is that our priority is nothing else and nothing less other than God Himself.
所以我们要能够领受的就是，当我们决定要来敬拜神，单单的来敬拜他的时候，我们就把神放在我们生命当中的首要的地位。
And because we've acknowledged Him, because we've repented of our ways, and because we worship Him,Our heart is then made right, and we no longer desire the strongholds of this world to take control over us.
所以，当我们口里我们承认耶和华的主权的时候，我们有心中有悔改的时候，当我们来敬拜神的时候，我们心中的壁垒就不再存在，我们就没有心中的这样没有这样心中的壁垒来占据我们的心。
This morning we're going to share in communion together, and What an appropriate time for us to break from this message and to continue it into the sharing of communion because what this does is it gives us an opportunity to acknowledge God's sovereignty, to repent of anything in our heart that is not godly, and to truly worship him through the act, through the sacrament of communion.
好，这今天我们等下我们要来领受神的晚餐。我想在这个时候是个非常好的时候，我们可以一起来回应一下，我们看看我们怎么样才能做到我们承认主的主权，我们怎么样才能够让我们的心能够悔改，我们也怎么样才能够真真实实的来敬拜赞美我们的神。
And so what I want us to do this morning is I want us to take just a couple of moments to reflect on your relationship with God. And the Bible instructs us to do that, to make sure that we are connecting with God in such a way to make sure that before we come to the table, that we are in a right relationship with him. And so I want to encourage you to do that. We're going to spend some time in just quiet, reflective prayer. Perhaps we can have the pianist, if he's available, to come and just to share some music in the background. And just pray in a spirit of meditative, reflective prayer. Do that. And then in just a couple of moments, I'll instruct us with how we're going to share in communion today.
好，我们在这个时候，我们可以花点时间，我们可以有些有段默祷的时间，我们可以起来思考一下我们和神的关系，因为圣经也教导我们说，在我们领受神的晚餐的时候，我们需要有跟神有一个正确的关系。
Heavenly Father, we do not take your word lightly today.
亲爱的主，我们不把你的话语轻视。We're
instructed here to make sure that we examine ourselves before we eat of the bread and we drink of the cup. And so, Lord, I pray that you will bless and anoint this time where we've spent just a few moments reflecting and perhaps repenting of anything that would stand in our way of coming before the table, before you, in a righteous and worthy manner.
主，你告诉我们说，当我们领受这饼，这杯之前的时候，我们要省察我们和你的关系。主，真的是求你祝福这样的一段时间，好让我们能够省察我们内心中的罪，来省察我们和你的关系。主，当我们来到你这位圣洁的神之前。
This morning, I'm going to invite you to come as you are comfortable, and when all of us have returned to our seats, we'll share in communion together. We have one requirement, that when you come to the table, that you have made a decision to follow Christ and that you are serving him. And so if you've done that, we want to invite you to come and then head back to your